You know, we're discussing countries that participate in the Olympics that are dangerous countries. And, you know, got me thinking when I was on my mission for 2 years in South Africa, it's a very dangerous country, lots of crime. And as missionaries, we're lucky because they knew we were missionaries, so they kind of left us alone. But it was not a safe place to live.
But you had some missionaries you knew that got robbed,
yeah,
right?
Got carjacked. Before I got there, I met them. They're like, oh, yeah, I was sitting, you know, getting ready to go into an appointment, and then somebody with a gun came to the side of the door and yelled at us, and they put us in the trunk of the car.
Oh, gosh.
And they drove around for a while. You know, it's fun stuff. And drove around for a while. And then they were trying to steal at the time the stereos, different time than a CD player or whatever. And they couldn't figure it out. And they parked the car. They let the missionaries out of the trunk. Our title's like Elder. Like, you'd be Elder Goodman. I'm Elder Pike, Elder Wells. Mm-hmm. That's just a title for missionaries. They're like, sorry, elders. And they handed the keys back and just walked away.
Now, are there strict laws there, or like, can they get in serious trouble for that?
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. There's a lot of, the history is complicated. The crime is just out of control. But I mean, there's people live there. I mean, I think it's one of those places where they lose population every year because people are leaving because it's so dangerous. But there's more dangerous places.
I mean, people say
it's
that
a beautiful
about,
country, though. It's weird.
People say that about Mexico, but every time we go to Mexico, you would think people would be panicked the whole time. I never have trouble there yet. I mean, I can see there's some scammy things that go on, but I've been way off the resort in towns and everything else. And then,
yeah, it's not like it, you know, because in my mind, when you hear about like Chicago sometimes, like it's just a war zone.
Yeah.
And just shootings all day and there's bullets flying everywhere. No, I mean, it wasn't like that. I mean, there's people I knew that I met there, lived there their whole life. And yeah, there are certain places they didn't go or certain areas. You know, what's interesting at night, it was just like an unwritten rule. If you put on your hazards on your car, you can just run red lights. I mean, because it was just, the carjacking was so bad. Like, no one wanted to, like, at night, no one wanted to be stopped at a stoplight.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, people aren't, like,
everywhere or just certain areas?
Yeah, I mean, mostly these, like, the urban city areas, like downtown Johannesburg or the capital Pretoria.
So they have rural areas then, too.
They do have rural areas, and it's way different. And it was interesting, part of our mission area was Botswana. It's the country directly north. So if there's no border there, let's just say you didn't know that that was another country. You're like, you go over there and then there's no guns. The police show up and they had like these whips. They like would whip people.
What?
They didn't have guns and the crime was non-existent.
How is a border?
Yeah, just a different country. Crime was, it was much less populated, but it was non-existent and one of the most peaceful countries.
I don't want to be whipped, but
in the whole world.
I guess it's better than shot.
I love living in South Africa, and I love the people. They're like the nicest people on earth. Seriously. Nicer than any American you'll meet. On average, every South African you met was like the nicest person compared
to even
them.
That's what they say about the people in Baghdad. I swear I want to book a trip. I already looked up. I looked it up. I think the only thing you have to worry about is possibly a terrorist-like bomb or something. But besides that, they say the people are super nice there and everything. And to say that you went to Baghdad, you know,
we'll do it. I'm not going with you.
I'm telling you, it's... I know a guy that's been to Baghdad, and he said it was one of the best trips he's ever been on. Super friendly people, super nice. I mean, and he's also been to North Korea, but I looked at that trip. You can't get in.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't heard, like, Iraq's, like, not in the news anymore for problems, but I just think my luck, they're like, oh, ISIS decided to repopulate in Iraq this weekend. They're having an ISIS party. I'm like, great. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, what do you want to say?
Hey, I think I'm originally from Brazil, and a lot of what you guys are saying, I think, is similar for a lot of these countries, and it's really a socioeconomic problem. They don't have this ladder that we have here in the U.S. So to be able to get out of their poverty and be able to get better and study harder and do more, you're basically, whatever economic life you're born into, that's pretty much what you're going to die in. And so these become crimes of opportunities. And so it's not that every minute of every hour is dangerous, but if they see an easy in, then they'll do it. Like, we were told, don't wear your Nikes out, don't wear any expensive jewelry, don't wear watches, because if they see it, then they can get it and they'll sell it to make some money to feed their families. And so that's just kind of what it is.
Yeah, it was interesting because, you know, with Mormon missionaries, we're Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But anyway, you know, they're like, oh, the guys or the ladies on bikes, like bicycles. And South Africa, when I first got there, you know, they gave the missionaries bicycles, and then they were stolen every single day. to the point where they said, we're not doing bikes anymore. Because you'd have the bike outside the house, and then, like you said, crime of opportunity, people would just take it. And so then that mission for our church location had the most cars per missionary because they couldn't have bikes because they'd get stolen.
It does say Brazil. Well, you said you're from... Go ahead.
In Brazil. So in Brazil, women actually have an extra purse in their car with fake things, like an old cell phone or whatever. And if they get mugged, because you're also told, don't lose your life over this. So if somebody comes and mugs you, give them whatever they need. And so they keep an extra purse in their cars and they just give them that purse whenever they get mugged and then try to drive off so that they're not, killed.
It does say Brazil has the highest rates of income inequality in the world.
Dang, I didn't know that.
And it has high crime and homicide rates, but yet it's only a level 2. Exercise increased caution from the United States government advisory.
Yeah, my brother went, that's where he went.
Well, because generally speaking, like Jared was saying, super friendly people, awesome food, awesome atmosphere, great. But even me, as a Brazilian, there are places in Brazil that I would not go without a local. So because you never know, you can go down the wrong road, and next thing you know, you're in the middle of the cartel, and they don't know why you're there, so you're out. I mean, it's just that simple.
I see. And what were you doing in Brazil for so many years?
Well, I was born there.
Okay. So do you speak Portuguese?
I do.
Okay. Because you sound very, very white.
I've been here for a really long time.
Yeah, I was like, I don't hear an accent at all.
Just in comparison to Iraq, Iraq is level 4 for some reason. It says, do not travel to Iraq due to terrorism, kidnapping, armed conflict, civil unrest, and mission Iraq's limited capacity is to provide support to the U.S. citizens. I don't know. I think that's wrong.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about, Jason. You go.
Well, they had that like about with Mexico, too, and I'm telling you.
Certain parts, I'm not going to Iraq.
Baghdad.
I'm not going to Baghdad.
Okay.
I'm not going to anywhere in Iraq.
There's enough other places for me to travel.
I mean, that is your wife.
And that's the other thing.
Sorry, go ahead.
If you are white, obviously, you stick out like a sore thumb. So, you have to have some locals with you to kind of shield you from that because, I mean, they can spot you from a mile away.
No, when I was in South Africa, I was definitely the first white person that some of the kids ever saw in person. In the townships, and they go, and for white, it was like Malungo. It's like Malungo, Malungo, and you just have like all these kids staring at you and pointing at you, like basically saying white man, white man, white man. And I was like, I don't know how to
get
feel.
Him!
I was like, I don't know how to feel about this. And then they wanted, at the time, I had a full head of hair. They wanted to touch the hair on my head. It was different. And then if they were a little bit older, they were like, where are you from? And I said, North Carolina. And they go, do you know Michael Jordan? I'm like, of course I do.
Yeah. BFS. Aww,
but they loved Americans. They were so sweet, really, for the most part. All right, Lisa, very interesting. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jason, I mean, you can go to...
Matt, is your wife... I know she's part of a travel... she's doing a travel agency. Is she doing trips to Baghdad yet?
She hasn't had anyone request one.
Shocking.
But I'll tell you what I'll do. I will ask her... And I will let you know what her reaction is when I tell her I might have someone interested in a trip to Baghdad.
Okay.
And I'll let you know what her response
they
is.
They have some nice hotels if you look it up on TripAdvisor. I'm telling you.
Hotels are beautiful. Take the money, but don't advertise that she sent someone there just in case something bad happens.
Yeah.
If it goes well, then...
Well, Carol won't go. She already said she won't go with me, so I'm going to have to... I asked another friend of mine. I thought they were serious, and he said no, too. So I'm like... I'm going to have to go by myself.
I mean, I lived in South Africa for 2 years, but I'm not thinking I'm pressing my luck to just go on vacation willy-nilly. Now, if you're going to pay for it, I might go.
No, it's expensive.
Okay.
Let me see what kind of deal we can get you.
Thank you, Matt.
I don't know how expensive she has not looked into Baghdad.
Do you want the continental breakfast or...
Would you like a private tour guide?
Yeah. I'm telling you, look it up.